Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 153, and I am so glad that you are here today because I'm talking to you about the three lessons I learned from hosting Coaching Week last week. Yes, if you're part of my email list, if you're in my Facebook group for women starting businesses doing what we love, then you heard about this. You saw all my marketing about the three mindset shifts you must make in order to quit stalling and get your business rolling already. And I taught it last week live and it was such a blast, but I really just came away even myself, even though I was the one teaching it and hosting it, with three lessons. So I want to share those with you today because I think they'll really help you move forward with your business. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're just kind of starting, whether you're about to launch, or whether you're growing. This is for you because let me just tell you something. Running your own business is one of the most awesome things you will ever do. And so I'm here to help you because I can't bear for you to stall and I can't bear for you to not believe in yourself. And that's what this podcast is for. It's to help you so that you actually do this because I'm just so excited for you. So if you're new, a couple things real quick to get plugged in. Hit subscribe. Whatever player you're in right now, you can subscribe to this podcast. And all that means is that you're going to get notifications when I drop new episodes, or it may put my podcast at the top of your podcast player so that you don't have to dig for it every time. I usually drop them on Thursday mornings is when I drop the episodes. So make sure you look for those. Also too, I have a Facebook group, as I mentioned a second ago. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. And so you go to that group, there'll be a link below. If you scroll down right now in the show notes, you'll click the link. You'll go over to the group and there's going to be three quick questions and then you'll be in the group. Don't be that person that clicks on the link and goes over to the group, but then doesn't answer the questions. If you don't answer the questions, you get put in a holding space on Facebook and I can't approve you. So you've got to answer the questions. Okay. So also too, if you're new, I've got a 16-step checklist that you can use to work through as you're starting your business that should be super helpful to keep you on track. So make sure you grab those. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all of you. Y'all have been so amazing. Y'all know I've had some recent kind of weird health issues. And so I just so appreciate all your support. I'm kind of hoping I have a resolution in the next couple of weeks. And maybe I'll do like a bonus podcast episode or something on it because my journey with this has been insane. I'm not going to share much about it because I don't even know what's wrong with me, but it's crazy. The series of events has been nuts over the last, now I think it's been almost a year that I've had these weird things. But anyways, I will talk about that another time, but I just wanted to thank all of you for all your support and I'm just so happy for all of you that have been listening a while, and you're actually putting all of this knowledge and tips that I've been sharing, you're putting it to use and you're building your dream. I have to read a review really quick. Y'all, this one made me smile so big. I can't even tell you. I saw it and was like, this makes me so happy. And I can't even tell you how much I appreciate that this person actually wrote this review. This one is from a gentleman who posted it. The name says Seth Alley One. It says, Kimberly motivated me to start my business. It says, I'm not a woman or a mom, but the free information that Kimberly provides really pushed me to start the business I've always wanted for myself. This podcast is such a great listen. This warmed my heart. Seth Alley One, thank you so much for being courageous enough to be a gentleman and write a review. I think there are other men that listen to this podcast because I've had people tell me, but they don't want to leave a review. I guess they're embarrassed that they think that, oh my gosh, her information is geared so much toward women that I'm just embarrassed. I don't want you to be embarrassed. I want you to post it because these reviews, you don't understand. They mean the world to me, and to hear it from a dude, right? Can I say that? A dude, from a guy, just, I don't know. It just like put this whole little spark in me. Like I was like, that's awesome. You know, that somebody who knew that maybe some of the stuff I talk about isn't even for them, but they still found value in the podcast. So thank you so much for that. And if you've been listening a while and you've never rated this podcast, all you have to do is hit 5 stars really quick, or you can take 30 seconds to write a written review. And I'm telling you, it means the world to me. So that's it. On to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? How's it going? How is your business going? Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for so many of you. I've been seeing so much great progress in Grow Getters, and I've seen it in the Facebook group and coaching clients, and it's just awesome. I can't even tell you. So I'm so excited for all of you. Y'all, I know it's hard. I know it's stressful. I know it's complicated. I know all of this. I've been through it myself, and I'm just so proud of you because you're powering through. And you're doing this, you are going to give this business due diligence because you do not want to regret this later and be like, I never pursued it. Why didn't I ever do that? Why did I miss that opportunity? You're not going to miss that opportunity. You're going to go for it now, and you're going to take these steps, give it due diligence, and build this dream of yours. So that's why you're here. And I am just so happy for you. So today I wanted to talk to you about the 3 things that I learned from Coaching Week. Yes, me. I was the host. I hosted the free training. It was a 3-day live event. If you missed it and you got an email from me and you didn't come, shame on you. You should have been there. It was so much fun. I hosted it live in our Women Starting Businesses Facebook group, and I held it for 3 days this week. Even amidst all my doctor's appointments and all my crazy stuff going on, God granted me energy and a sane and sound mind, and I was able to be here all week. So I was just so, so happy. And I learned some things, and I just was thinking about it today. I was just sitting there going, you know, I actually learned something myself, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's applicable to you and what you're going through and something to really take with you today and think about. So here we go. The first lesson that I learned from hosting Coaching Week, and by the way, Coaching Week is the week that I do a free live training event. And if you have never been, you need to come to the next one when you see me advertise it. I do it maybe every couple of months, 3 months or so, and it's totally free and fun, and I do giveaways. And this time, the topic was 3 game-changing mindset shifts that you need to make in order to get your business rolling, right? And stop stalling, because so many of you are stalling your success. You're not only stalling the start, but you're stalling your success. So I was trying to get in your head because your head is such a big part of it. Okay, so the first lesson that I learned from that is that if you don't take time to really focus when people are giving you really good information, like was in Coaching Week, you are going to miss out on aha moments that truly can be game changers for you. I saw the comments in the training. It was amazing. Women were having all kinds of like epiphanies, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was looking at it that way. And all these great moments, right? Thoughts that they needed to intentionally put in their head instead of letting our wonderful imaginative brains default our thoughts to ones that don't serve us. Because that's what happens, people. I'm telling you right now, the minute you start struggling in your business, and even in your personal life too, right? Your brain goes to a default mode, and it's protecting you, which we appreciate, but sometimes it's really clever and creative and imaginative and comes up with thoughts that really aren't serving you and really aren't pushing you to move forward with your business in the most quick and efficient way possible. And I learned that some new business owners, because I don't want to blame anybody, I'm not pointing fingers, but I am saying this. When you have the opportunity to learn, and especially if it's free, take time to focus. Because if you don't, and you just kind of show up and you just appear and maybe you print the guide or you don't print the guide or you don't really listen or you're cooking, you're doing something else. And I get it. We're all busy. But if you don't make time to really sit down and soak stuff in, you will never have the aha moments that the watchers and listeners had during the training that they can now implement immediately. They were able to immediately feel a sigh of relief with the mindset shifts that were presented to them. Okay, I'm not saying I'm some genius. I'm not saying that it's because of me. I'm saying it's because they focused, they took time, they sat there on their computer and said, I'm not going to do anything else, and I'm going to sit here and listen to this and really let this soak in. It's almost like when you go meditate or you go pray. If you don't really take time to do it, your brain is off doing something else while you're doing it, and you're not really getting the benefit of it, right? It's just like when you were young and you were in high school and you weren't listening in history class or whatever, and then it came back to bite you later because you didn't really focus, right? My son says this. He's at college and he is obsessed with all of his classes right now. I mean, he's got some history class that he was learning from. He's in a religion class. He's in an African studies class. He's in the communication school at the University of Texas, and he's doing communications and leadership with a minor in entrepreneurship. You know, who knows what he's going to end up doing? But my point is, he keeps saying, why didn't I pay attention in high school? Because this stuff is so fascinating. And I'm like, I know, isn't it? We're all like that. I don't blame him one bit. We're all like that. But I'm telling you now with your business, when you have an opportunity to learn from other people, or maybe it's just listening to this podcast or reading a book or listening to an audiobook or getting to go to an event locally for business owners in your area, take time to concentrate and learn, because you are missing out on really good nuggets that can propel you forward and help you so that you can actually build a successful business. Does that make sense? So please promise me, you have the opportunity to come to my coaching week or anyone else's seminar, training, a friend that's a business owner that's going to tell you stuff. Take time to listen and focus, because I'm telling you, it will help you and it could change everything for you. Okay? That's number one. That's the lesson I learned, is that a lot of people do not focus when they have great opportunities in front of them, okay, to learn. Number two, that interacting with your people is amazing. You know, I know this already. I work with my Grow Getters Live. We get on Zoom calls. I'm live in our Facebook group all the time. I've got big plans for our Just Getting Started group to be able to interact with you and all that. If y'all don't know about that, it's my new program for those of you that are just getting your business started and you're trying to get it open already and like get this thing going as simply and efficiently as possible. That program is about to open soon. So make sure you get on the wait list for that to at least hear about the opportunity to see if it could be for you. You can go to KimberlyBrock.com/start. And you can just get on the notification list so you can hear about it, okay? But interacting with your people is invaluable, whether you're on a Facebook Live, whether you're in person, whether you are on a Zoom call, whatever it is, maybe even it's, you know, you're doing an Instagram Live, whatever it is. Interacting with your people, maybe you have a local show and you get to talk to clients or potential clients, right? It is the best. Never undervalue interacting personally, somehow, whether it be virtually personally or in person personally. So never underestimate interacting with your people. You will learn about their problems and struggles. You will learn what gets them results, and you will create a connection that is amazing. That's what I love about my groups. That's what I've realized over time with my business. And you're going to realize this too, that there's certain moments where you get to interact and it is so much fun. So don't ever undervalue it, meaning whatever you're doing in your business, however you're running your business, whatever your business model is, doesn't matter. If you're, you know, a physical store, you have an Airstream that you've redone, you have your business online, you have an Etsy store, whatever it is. Don't ever undervalue being able to interact with your people. And if you can find a way, I would try to do it if you never have, whether it be a live, hosting some fun event, hosting something on Zoom, hosting something locally, speaking at an event, doing something. Because I'm telling you, the lessons you can learn about the people you serve are invaluable, right? Because we think as business owners, we know the solution because we showed up and started this business with a solution, right? We started our business, have our product or service, and we're like, we know that this is what they need and we're going to give it to them. But what you don't know is that after you start your business, you have to be helping people continually or interacting with them so that you can really understand their needs and their wants and their pain points and their worries and their struggles and the things that make them happy and what gets them results so that you can create better products and services, okay? You only get this information when you're interacting with them. Now, you can do it on a base level where it's like, can you review my product that you just got? And they write a written review. I mean, you can do it like that. But my point from coaching week was because I was on a Facebook Live, I was not on a Zoom on this, but I was on a Facebook Live and it's a blast. It's a total blast. People are commenting, they're commenting on other stuff and they're learning from other people on the lives like, oh, they struggle with that too. I'm not alone. So not only are you helping you, you're helping your people because they're getting to see like it's okay. You know, it's like when if you struggle with anxiety or anything that you have in life, an illness, whatever it is, losing weight, trying to get fit, you have struggled with a marriage, you struggle with a teenager, whatever it is. Isn't it awesome when you meet somebody and you talk to somebody and you realize, oh my gosh, they have the same problem. Here's how they handled it. Oh my gosh, we're in the same boat, right? I always joke because I say misery loves company. You know, if you're miserable, like in line or something, and when everybody's miserable, it's like, actually better. You know, when you're all grumpy and you're like, it's so much better when everyone's grumpy and it's not just me, you know? But my point is interacting with your people has so many benefits. We could talk about it for hours. And in Grow Getters coming up, I'm going to be doing a masterclass on how to do a live and how to be live. And I'm even going to let you all practice in the group and go live in the Grow Getters Facebook group so you can practice because I want you to learn how to show up live and get the words out of your mouth and not be weird about it. And it's going to take practice because I was weird when I started, totally weird. Now I'm totally comfortable and it is so much fun. Okay. Whether you're in person and you do shows, do not be afraid if you have a booth or something to interact and be social and talk to them. You would be surprised what you can learn and it can be so helpful. It can change the trajectory of your business. I'm telling you. Okay. So don't ever undervalue that, okay? This is number three now. We're going to move on. Don't ever underestimate the power of your mind when you're building your business. And I'm talking about your head being in the game because your mind, as I said earlier, will take over and default to thoughts that are protecting you. They're there to protect you, which they're great. Thank you, Lord, that we have those mechanisms. But we tend to let things pile on. And if you watched the 3 mindset shifts training in coaching week that I did last week, you learned the 3 big ones that people deal with and you're not alone and how to overcome them and how to create intentional thoughts so that when your brain wants to go to that default, you can go to the new intentional thought so that you can be productive and keep moving forward and do this sooner than later. Because otherwise, if you let your mind get in the way, you will lose your confidence, you will lose your pace, you will lose your momentum, you will be scared to show up, you will overthink everything, you'll be overwhelmed, you'll complicate everything, you're going to do all this stuff. I've seen it, y'all. I've seen all of it and I've experienced it all myself. So I'm never not included in this, okay? But I've learned that replacing default thoughts with intentional thoughts can be game-changing. Do not underestimate the power of your mind because it can overtake you, okay? And give you default thoughts that aren't serving you, that aren't productive, and that are not moving your business forward like you should be. That's why I've created my programs, because I don't want you doing that. I want to keep you on the up and up so that you can give this business due diligence and give it the best chance of success. Because let's face it, not all businesses succeed. I don't want you to be in that statistic. I want to give it my all for you so that you do this, so that you keep moving forward intelligently and stop just randomly trying to do stuff and you don't even have a strategy to what you're doing and you're just like rolling the dice at a roulette table and hoping it works. That is not what I want you to do. That's not what I'm teaching you. I'm not teaching you how to gamble. I'm teaching you how to take strategic steps. I'd love to say that I was a card counter, that I'm helping you be a card counter. If any of you have played blackjack, you know they watch that very, very seriously. You know, when we were in the Bahamas, I told y'all that my husband took me to the Bahamas for my 50th, and we were playing at the blackjack table, and he was laughing at me because I had on that, you know, I told y'all in the last episode, he made me wear a sash and a crown all day long that said fabulous and 50, and he was off on the side of the casino, and he took a picture of me sitting at the blackjack table. I love to play blackjack. So he took a picture of me to send our kids, and the whole, like, people that work there swarmed him and thought he was being a card counter. I was cracking up. I mean, he was like the last person to ever do that. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, you almost got arrested for being a card counter because you were trying to send a picture of your wife to our children. It was so funny. Anyways, here's my point. Mindset is a huge piece of your business, not just your product, not just how you sell it, and not just how you market it, but your mind is a huge piece, and you have got to get control of it. And I've realized in the training, the lesson I learned was that a lot of you struggle with mindset even more than I thought. Like, I didn't realize it. Okay. I didn't realize it. I mean, I know that you do. And that's why I did the training. That's why I planned it weeks ago. And I was like, this is the training I feel called to do this time. Because last time I did it about how to market and grow your business and all that good stuff. This time it was about mindset. And it's a huge part of it. It is huge. And the lesson that I learned is I need to focus more on that because I got a really good response and y'all seem to be soaking it in and having quick wins with this in terms of you having aha moments and being able to apply them immediately so that you can move forward with whatever you were working on that day. And so I realized that it's a big part. So I'm going to be adding in more components to this, to my programs, because I think it's really, really important. So that's a lesson that I learned this week. So let's review the three lessons that I learned from hosting Coaching Week. No, I was not attending it. I was actually hosting it and I learned lessons. Number one, focus when you have the opportunity to learn. Do not undervalue learning when you have a chance, whether it be from someone like me in Coaching Week or a friend or a business owner, a mentor, whoever it is. Okay. Maybe it's someone you watch on YouTube. Maybe it's an audiobook. Focus. Don't just listen and half do it because you're not going to be comprehending it and you are going to deprive yourself of aha moments. Okay, that's number one. Number two, do not undervalue personal interaction with your people in whatever form you can do it. Okay, don't ever undervalue that. It's so important. It's so fun too because you're going to love your people. They're amazing. I love my people. I love all of you people. Okay, number three, don't ever underestimate the power of your mind when it comes to your business and the power that it has over your growth. Okay. Your mind is super important. You've got to get your head in the game. Like, what was that High School Musical? Zac Efron. I was laughing about this in the live. You know, get your head in the game. That whole little song is so funny. But it's the truth. And if you're heading in it, it's going to hurt you. You've got to get your mind past these stumbling blocks. So a lot of times it's your mind that is blocking you. Versus, and the thoughts that you have versus actually things that are blocking you from your success. Most of you have a great product, okay? So it's really, that's not the problem. The problem is your mind is doing all this crazy gymnastics and then it's blocking you, okay? Don't let it do that. Focus, number one, when you have the opportunity to learn. Number two, interact with your people when you have the opportunity to interact. And number three, get your head straight. Replace default unproductive thoughts with productive ones so you can actually build this dream of yours. That is it. I love those lessons that I learned and now you have learned, and I hope you put them to good use today. I thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you get on the notification list for my new Just Getting Started group and for Grow Getters because it's going to be opening soon. And if you don't know, my Just Getting Started group is new. It's going to be launching very soon at a founding member rate. It will be the lowest I'll ever have it. And you can jump in. I'm so excited about it. You go to KimberlyBrock.com/start. There's a link below. You can click that right now and just get on the notification list so you can learn about it and see if it's for you. And then Grow Getters will be opening soon. And that's for new businesses that want to really learn the principles of marketing so that you can grow your business, and we'll help you create your own marketing plan so that you can have a plan and a strategy for growing your business and getting to consistent sales, because that's a big hump to get over. You've got to get to that so then you can keep gaining momentum and grow it and grow it. And that is at KimberlyBrock.com/grow-getters.com. So make sure you check those out. Links are all below. Thank y'all so much for being here. It's so much fun and I loved having you. Okay, until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.